at the time I got out of the Marine Corps, I had two very young, small children. I was a single dad, and it was going to be hard for me to go into a career that I had to work night shift. So I took that job with UPS, and I did that for a long time. And I knew I'd missed my calling in life, and that was to be a police officer.
You're listening to 91.3 WHJE. Coming up is an episode of Inside Job, a podcast that gives you an inside look on interesting and out-of-the-box jobs. Stay tuned on The Edge.
Well, my name is Shane Van Adder. I'm a Carmel police officer. I've been a school resource officer here at Carmel High School since 2008. I've been a Carmel police officer for over 10 years. I've been in law enforcement for 17 years. I have three kids who all graduated from Carmel High School, and I was a Marine Corps veteran. And I worked for UPS as a UPS driver for 12 years. So when I was in the Marine Corps, I knew that I wanted to have a job that mattered, a job that made a difference. And my father was a police officer. He was a police officer in Kokomo in the 1970s. And then he now is currently a town marshal in Rucheville, Indiana. So I always kind of knew that was a career I wanted to do.
Being a student resource officer, how do you think your job differs from other Carmel police officers?
It's not a lot different. The main thing that my job is I get the opportunity to establish relationships with the staff and with the students. If, let's say, there weren't school resource officers, and every time there was a problem in the school and they got a different police officer came in, you know, you have 118 Carmel police officers and every day a different officer showed up, you wouldn't be able to establish those relationships. And sometimes those relationships are what makes the difference. So if a student knows that I tell the truth and that we have respect for each other and develop relationships, then they're able to come to me and say, hey, you know, I've got a friend who has a drug problem, or I've got a friend I know is putting a message on Snapchat that they're suicidal. And they may not come to somebody and tell them those things if they didn't have that relationship.
As a student here at Carmel High School, I feel very safe with the officers because I know they're doing their job, they're doing their best to keep us safe, and they're doing a good job because there's a lot of things going on in the world, and I just feel very secured.
What are some struggles you've had to cope with because of your job?
Long hours, that's a big one. Police work is a job that has certainly different hours than most jobs. When you start out, especially as a new officer, you're going to work night shift. You know, we're talking 5 p.m. to 5 a.m., 12-hour shifts. On your long week, you work five 12-hour days out of seven. The good news is the next week, you only work two out of seven. So that's the good thing. So not quite as good hours as a fireman, but the long hours are a big part of it. And then sometimes having to see things and experience things that are a bit traumatic, the death of a child, loss, and, you know, having to go to a family and tell them that somebody was killed, or show up to the scene of something like that. It's difficult emotionally sometimes. The school resource officers here at Carmel are great. I am really fortunate to work with Sergeant Phil Hobson. He's been here forever. I don't even know how long he's been a school resource officer here, 15, 16 years, something like that. He is a great boss, very, very knowledgeable, extremely professional. I can go to him with anything. And, you know, a lot of times your job is all about who you work with, you know. And then Officer Scotty Moore is a very experienced officer. I think he has nearly 30 years of experience in law enforcement. He was a canine handler for over 20 years. He was a state trooper before he came to Carmel. Really a great guy, and he was also a United States Marine. And then this year we added Wendy Bodenhorn, who's our newest school resource officer here at the high school. She came from Creekside, where she was a resource officer out there for 8 years, I believe. So obviously, if you hear those numbers, you hear a lot of experience. You know, Sergeant Hobson has over 20 years. Officer Moore has over 30 years. Officer Bodenhorn has over 12 years. And I've been a police officer for 17 years. So a lot of experience, and I'm just proud to work with these folks.
Being a student at Carmel High School, I definitely feel like I'm in a much safer environment than if I was at another school that didn't have as many student resource officers. There's just such a big community feeling within the school. And with 5,000 kids, a lot can happen. And with the officers inside the school, I just feel like if an emergency situation or something bad were to go wrong with all those 5,000 kids being endangered, then I feel like the situation would be much more under control than it would be if we didn't have those officers in the building.
To become a police officer, it's a lot of people get to it in different ways. For me, one of the things that helped me the most was my military background. And then at the time, I got out of the Marine Corps. I had two very young, small children. I was a single dad, and it was going to be hard for me to go into a career that I had to work night shift. So I took that job with UPS, and I did that for a long time. And I knew I'd missed my calling in life, and that was to be a police officer. So I applied for the Logansport Police Department Reserves. And in Indiana, as in most states in the United States, like a volunteer fireman, they have volunteer policemen. And so I did that for 7 years. So for 7 years, I would go on my weekends when I was off work at my regular job and volunteer as a fully sworn police officer, making arrests, wearing the same uniform, driving the same cars. You would never know that a reserve officer isn't a full-time officer. And I did that for a long time, and I just knew that that's what I was meant to do. I was much better at that than I was at delivering boxes in a brown uniform or anything else. So, and education helps. You know, I have Administration of Criminal Justice is the kind of the degree program I went through. Sometimes it's a very various ways of getting to this place, but physical fitness is a big part. And then I always wanted to be on the SWAT team, and so I've been on our SWAT team for 8 years. So I'm a sniper on the SWAT team, and we routinely get called out to deal with either high risk warrants or barricaded people, dangerous people, protection of like President Trump when he came to Carmel, that kind of stuff. So it keeps my job exciting.
As a student at Carmel, I feel very safe knowing that there's officers around during the day. If anything were to happen, that they could be there in a matter of seconds. It's just a good feeling to have, knowing that they're always around.
Probably the best thing about my job as a school resource officer is the relationships I get to build with people. And again, it's sometimes when you're working the road as a patrol officer, the only people you deal with are people who are either getting arrested or they're in the middle of a crisis. As a police officer, you generally don't get to see people on their good days. You sit in your car for 12 hours and you get called from one bad situation to the next, one emergency to the next, one drunk person to the next, one person who's about to commit suicide to the next. And it really can hurt a person's perception of society and of other people. But in my job as a school resource officer, I get to meet people like you, and I get to meet the staff and people here at the school, and I am seeing people on their good days, and I do get to have positive interactions with the public, and it's just not constantly taking people to jail. You know, as a patrol officer, I would take one to three people to jail every time I worked. Here, I probably don't arrest one or two people a month now. So a lot more of my job now is about counseling, mentoring, and then, you know, I help out with some of our youth programs. I'm an instructor at our teen police academy. So in the summer, we put on two academies that are like mock police academies for teenagers. And then the kids who graduate from that program, if they're interested in law enforcement careers, they can be part of our Explorer program. And I'm the lead advisor for our Youth Exploring, which is an opportunity for students to see careers up close and personal. So these young men and women get to do ride-alongs with police officers. So I go back and work the road at Christmas and spring break and things like that. And they come and they ride along with me, or they can ride along with other officers. They volunteer at our events and they work closely with us. So that's the good part about my job.
Being a student here at Carmel High School, it makes me feel actually really safe having police officers here, especially because when I grow up, I do want to be a teacher, and I hope that I will be blessed enough to teach at a school just like this, where they do have student officers that are here and are really invested and dedicated in helping the students that go to their school.
What is a message you have for other aspiring police officers out there?
Number one, you got to stay out of trouble. You got to avoid it. It's so easy to to let peer pressure take over, to drink underage, experiment with drugs. Those things, if you get caught, and it's very easy to get caught, will disqualify you forever. And if you've been arrested, you're not going to become a police officer. So you have to stay out of trouble. That's the big thing. Staying physically fit is another one, because it is difficult to get into the police department. I mean, you have to be able to do push-ups and sit-ups and run a mile and a half and sprint 300 meters, all within time constraints. So it is physically demanding. And then get an education or get experience. So most of the kids that I know who are interested in becoming police officers, I tell them one of two things. When you leave high school, either take the military route, come out, and you'll be old enough to be a police officer, because you have to be 21. The only place you can be a police officer and not be 21 is military police. So you could go the military route or go to college. And then for those, especially those coming out of college, I recommend that they find their foot and get their foot in the door somehow, either become a dispatcher, become a reserve officer, or apply at a department that's really kind of like desperate for people, you know, low paying jobs. There are a lot of low paying police jobs out there. So if you want to work somewhere that does pay well, if you want to be an FBI agent, or you want to, you know, be a state trooper, or, you know, come to someplace like Carmel Police Department, you're going to have to stand out somehow. You're going to have to find a way to stand out from the crowd.